Capricorn Eagles Quadrangular commences on the 24th of April, and it's very exciting. Our Capricorn Eagles will be going up against some international team. We are speaking to Capricorn Eagles captain Irene van Sail, as well as Capricorn Eagles player Arasta Dierhart. And it's such a pleasure to have you ladies both in studio.
Good morning. Thank you, Lami, and thank you for having us.
All right, let's start with you, Irene. As the captain, how are you feeling about the Quadrangular that's upcoming?
Well, it's obviously an immense challenge for us again, and an opportunity to represent the country and just again showcasing our abilities and the talent that we have in the country, and having two unknown teams that we're playing against this time. Uganda we've played before, so it's we're excited about the opportunity lying ahead.
Arasta, I want to ask you this question. As a Capricorn Eagles player, how are you feeling? How has training been going?
Well, training has been a challenge getting the whole team together, but we do have morning sessions with a coach, so everyone makes an picks a slot to meet the coach during the week, and during the weekends we play games against other teams, local teams.
All right, so it's been going, trying to herd cats, getting everybody together. So Irene, I have to ask, with the Quadrangular coming up, teams like the United Arab Emirates, also playing the UAE, which team are you a little bit nervous, if there is any nerves, are you nervous about going up against?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, Lami. So obviously the two unknown teams are Hong Kong and UAE. We have played Uganda before, so we know their strengths and what we come up against. I think with the UAE, because they recently had now quite a few ladies playing in the Fairbreak Invitational Tournament, where our own Yasmin Khan played. They are an unknown team, so we obviously, you don't take any team lightly. So I think the UAE, if you think in terms of rankings, they're ranked 15th and we are 19th currently. So I think the UAE would be one to watch out for.
Well, as a nation, we're all excited about watching you guys in action. You've done superbly well and represented us so well. And it's on that note, Irene, that I have to ask you this question. And I know I ask you this question every time you come. But I think it's important. Here you are representing the country, as with Arasta, internationally, nationally, doing such a fantastic job. What sacrifices does it take, and especially with a full-time job, what sacrifice does it take representing the country in cricket, or for any sportsmen and women in our country representing us internationally? What is the sacrifice? How do you balance things?
Yeah, it becomes quite a challenge, Lami. It sometimes feels like you don't have your own personal life or time for yourself, because you literally, you rush from your job to training, or you train and then you rush to work. So it's, you really need to balance and prioritize each and every hour. I think Arasta will also know, if you have like literally an hour or two open in a day, you need to sort of plan around that to get to training. So it is really a challenging lifestyle, I won't lie. But obviously the passion and the love that you have for the game comes through for me personally. That's why I haven't quit yet.
And we hope that you don't, and we can't wait to support you. Arasta, then I have to ask you this question finally. To a young woman listening to this interview now who also wants to participate in sports, and we know that our country, we're just now emerging, where women are like, what? Sports actually is an option for me. We just have to ask you, first of all, how did you get into it? And what encouraging words would you have for a young Namibian girl who wants to pursue cricket?
Well, I started playing cricket in primary school, when cricket was introduced to our school, and I was curious to know what cricket is. So that's how I got into the game. We had practices at PE, and then later on went for trials, got into the age groups, and kept going up with the age group, and here we are. And what I would like to say to the girls is, cricket is a sport previously known as a men's sport, but now we have a chance to show our girl power in this sport. So yeah, it's also fun. You'll enjoy it and you'll learn to love it.
It's a girl power sport. I absolutely love it. We can't wait to see you both in action, and the entire Capricorn Eagles team, as the Capricorn Eagles Quadrangular kicks off, or should I say starts, on Monday the 24th of April at United Sports Ground. Thank you both for coming in and chatting to us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.